Hi guys, it's Eric RPG, and I've got another review for you. And this time it is Lisa, the Definitive Edition. And I'd like to mention that I do have a written review that I wrote back in 2014 for the original PC release for Lisa the Painful. While I don't cover the Joyful in that review, I will be covering it here, but I'm going to be doing much more abbreviated review here because that game, despite how much different of a person I was nearly 10 years ago, it still covers most of the basics pretty well, and I still feel the same way about the game, just in slightly different ways, for different reasons, but the score is ultimately the same. But, so I'll be mostly reviewing how good I thought of a console port slash remastering of this game is. But anyways, it was released, like I said, back in 2014, and despite how long it took to get to consoles, I'm glad it did, and despite some concessions that were made to tone down the game's, some of the game's elements to make it appropriate for sale on a console, I think the translation was actually rather well done, and I think it's more also telling that the creator of the game actually even fixed the original PC version, because it's a free update to anybody who bought it on Steam, that it was them looking at their work and deciding, you know what, I feel differently about the way my art is, so I'm going to change my art, and people that are complaining about that can go shove it. The only thing I do take umbrage with is the censorship of the PlayStation version is particularly egregious, and that has more to do with them complying with Sony's ridiculous policies. If you want an example, they changed the name of the drugs that you can take called Joy, and they basically just watered down the description of the item to not reference drug references for some reason, and cigarettes are called something else, so it's kind of like a 4Kids translation. So I feel like the PlayStation 4 and 5 versions of this game are something you may not want to play because of that. But the game has a lot of quality of life improvements, although some of those improvements are not things I wish the game had in addition to those, but they are nice nonetheless. For one, there's a bigger text option. While I always thought that the game's text dialogue was easy to read, you can make it even easier by making it larger. And the game has a couple of different filtering modes. I went with Pixel Perfect, and while that does force the game to 4:3, it was designed that way, and trying to stretch it out to 16:9 is not a good idea, because the game wasn't developed for that, and he'd have to probably completely overhaul the way the game works to make that work. But it would have been interesting to see, but unfortunately that's not what they did here. But the image quality looks good regardless. But I wouldn't use interpolation filter. Those are never good. There's definitely a lot more color because the resolution bump in the RTE. I think it does have HDR support, but I think it's very minimal. Or it could just be my TV that I'm using that just draws out the colors a bit more. Who knows? But it still looked nice. But there are other things like, if you thought the game was too hard, you can play in painless mode. But the game really wants to push you into playing in painful mode, which limits your saves to one-time use, because the save points are crows that you use to save your game. And once you use those in painful mode, they will blow up. And that's in addition to the buffed up stats of the bosses, which make the game more difficult. But there are ways to grind and just rest, so it's not completely painless, but you'll be going long stretches without saving your game. Which could be a problem if the game had a lot of bugs and the game was prone to crashing, but I did not run into any crashes on the Xbox version of the game I played. So that's a plus. So, painless mode, or painful mode, is definitely a doable thing, and it does unlock some extra side content, but it doesn't actually, unless you're going for achievements, there's no point to playing it if you don't feel like you want to go through that stuff. Because it's not like the endings of the game are locked behind that. Instead, they're locked behind the choices you make through the game, like choosing whether or not to sacrifice one of your limbs to protect your friends, or just giving them all your items instead in order to protect your friends. So those are the hard choices y'all eventually have to make. And it just speaks to the game's focus on the painful existence of the post-apocalyptic world that you're in, and how things tend to not get better, and how very few RPGs actually visit the idea of your character technically getting weaker over time. In fact, he, much like Earthbound, he suffers a random status ailment that only he can deal with, which is called being called joyless, where your character goes into withdrawal from not having joy, because the whole game's about him being a recovering joy addict, and you can choose to play without using joy, and that affects some dialogue, and it does affect the ending slightly, but not significantly, but that is related to an achievement for beating the game without taking joy, or taking joy and beating the game with one arm, two arms, or just no arms. Because you can go armless at that point, and the dialogue combo system in the game will only be available, like all the skills you can use can't be dialed anymore, because technically your abilities are linked to your head and your two arms, and if you don't have two arms, you can only use them as spells, basically, and only do the minimum amount of damage that nobody allotted to you up to that point, because the game registers each hit up until the special attack's activated. And it, like I said, if you're in joyless withdrawal mode, your attacks basically do no damage unless you've got a high enough attack rating and the enemy has a low enough defense rating. And the only way to really do damage is to basically just do those spell commands, because you can just select them from a menu, it'll just do that. It just won't do the additional hits that lead up to it. But, some of the things I wish they would have done were, making fast travel a bit more accessible, letting you warp between the different, save points in the game instead of, or the campfires for that matter, instead of the going to Area 1 and then Area 2 and Area 3, and I kind of wish that they had added a map system, because you can, while the game world isn't that big, it could be kind of confusing to remember which paths lead you to where. And while there aren't any real random encounter spots, there are like at least two or three areas in the game that are random encounter based or semi-random encounter based. Because like, I think the idea is in one of them, there's enemies behind the bushes that you can't see, and the other one, the whole room is dark, so you can't tell when an enemy spawns. Otherwise, most enemies are one-and-done fights, and nothing respawns after that, so that's something to take into account. And like I mentioned in my written review, the game has a really strong focus on making use of status ailments to significantly reduce the capabilities of your foes, or to make them vulnerable to certain status effects, like oil will make them really weak to fire attacks, and that's one way of getting through the game much easier than if you hadn't, because when I mean they're really weak to fire after they get oiled up, they really are weak to fire. It's like times 4 damage, other than that, which is significant in a game like this. But it is a tough game, and it's got a lot of dark subject matter, but it is one of the more interesting RPGs I've played, and I am actually kind of disappointed other RPG-related websites haven't covered as much as they should have, especially even back in 2014. That really hasn't changed, even with this release. And hopefully, with my review, maybe I can inspire more people to check out the game, because I'm still going to give it a 9 out of 10. And I'll put the link to my written review so you can see what 9 years ago me was like back then. And it is, I warn you, it is pretty rough compared to what I've written relatively recently. I haven't written a review in many years, but not nearly as long as that. And definitely have improved. And I'm looking into getting into writing you again. And maybe you can leave a comment if in the feed if you want to see more writing. Maybe I'll be more inspired to do that instead of these audio reviews if you don't like my voice or whatever, or you just want to say something more in depth. But until then, that's all I have for you guys. See you guys later. Bye bye. Also, quick little aside, I forgot to mention Lisa the Joyful, which is a sequel to this game, because it actually includes Lisa the Painful and Lisa the Joyful. It does not include Lisa the First, which is an RPG Maker game, and that's actually more of a loose collection of ideas that serve more as a background to parts of what's going on with Brad's personal story in this game. But Lisa the Joyful is actually a DLC expansion, which plays more like an epilogue than a sequel, because you're playing as Buddy, the girl that Brad finds as a baby and then raises. And it's the events following that game, and you end up controlling her, and I'll just briefly mention it, but, like, it feels more like a battle marathon thing more than anything, because there's very little story to it, and that's actually kind of disappointing, because it could have been interesting to see Buddy have a character arc at some point. And maybe that was planned, but it was scrapped because he didn't have time to make a larger narrative for her. But it's still good in its own right, but it is pretty difficult compared to the original game. There's no painful mode in it, because it's already hard enough with just her and then the character that follows her until he doesn't. And I'd give that game probably a 6 compared to Lisa the Painful, because it feels a bit undercooked. Not a bad experience, but it's definitely something you probably should experience, especially after you play the Painful. I wouldn't play it by itself, but that's just it. That's a little on the end of there. So, see you guys later. Bye-bye.